Members, we've got adoption of outstanding reports. I think the one related to the strat plan of SAQWA and the other one of Council for Education and NSFAS. Can we deal with the SAQWA one? Member, goodbye.
Chairperson, thanks. The first thing I just had a concern around is that the report does not reflect who are the members who were present in the meeting, and therefore I'm not so sure if all of us qualify to adopt even the report, because we've got to have the members that we know, whoever is going to speak on that report qualifies to be speaking on the report, even adopting. I can't remember myself whether I was there or what, but it poses a challenge.
Huh?
I'm just saying, yeah, I'm trying to.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my concern, and then I have comments on the second report.
Okay, can we then say that on the first one, what we need to do, we need just to include those that attended and the apologies. I definitely know that most of you ran in and out that day, if you can remember. So I'm not so sure if you are qualified to make a recommendation on this one. But those that, let me see, I know I was there.
I would propose we adopt.
Okay. Were you there, member?
I was there.
Okay.
Yeah. I was there.
Okay. Nelson?
I wasn't there. Yeah.
Right, so we are adopted, huh? Good. But can we do, I think it's an important point that the work has raised. The second issue relating to the Council for Higher Education and NSFAS, on page 4, when Dr. James make proposals and smuggled in suggestions, it doesn't become a proposal of a committee, my secretary. Just know that. The last, on page 4, that all issues about channel through universities, rather should be a direct scheme, qualifying students should have direct access to the NSFAS and not via, that comes from the manifesto of the Democratic Party. So members, is there anything, understanding that, Member Kubai?
Thanks, Chair. In terms of page 5, I feel that first concern, I think it was raised before, and where it's situated does not reflect, because I think that it needs to go to the first part of that paragraph 3. As a concern highlighted, it was not really like we were discussing. We started with raising the concern of that document linked to the media, and therefore I think it needs to be flagged. Then the issue of NSFAS was requested to draft a new strategic plan that is in line with the key findings of the review. I think that it needs to go as part of the resolutions on page 6, on 5. It's not there.
Okay. Because that was an important point. That was meant. What Joanne was that?
Mm.
Oh, sorry. Okay, sorry.
Well, I obviously agree that my suggestion is not the committee suggestion, but this is not my suggestion is even accurate, yeah. I never said it should not go to the university. I said it should not exclusively go to the
university. Yeah, but even the point about it is further noted that the university should be self-governing with no interference of the state.
Mm-hmm.
Ish. But I'm just saying, I mean, like, look.
No, that's mine.
Yeah.
It's not a comment. Not agree. It must be correctly
different. So, is there anything else? Because I think generally it's fine. I think just those things we can just deal with. But really the recommendations and the resolutions right at the end, we're comfortable with that. Members, then we will adopt it with those slight amendments. That was really it. Members, we've got all, am I right, all the CETA responses on the questionnaire. So you will, over the next day or so, get a box of responses per CETA. Now remember, we did not yet go to the specific CETAs. We didn't call them each to come give us a presentation. Now, everyone has requested that because the Committee of Labour had to individually deal. If we deal with the annual plan, if I'm right, the annual report, the CETAs will come individually before this committee, and therefore you need to have a perspective at least before we get to that annual report. We now know what the departments say. We've got our own views. We've made our own analysis, but obviously now. So that the reports and the responses on each CETA you have there, it's now at the point where, if members can recall, we said we're going to require capacity to do analysis. And then the suggestion was we should essentially just get a request out to the various universities to see in what way they'll be able to assist. You remember there was a discussion like that 2-3 months ago. I think we are now asking the administration in the committee to just technically get that process in place, because we now need that. There's no way that we'll be able to analyze those things individually and collectively. And if you go through the responses, some is literally hiding information and some is giving all the information. And some is just innocently giving information and not giving us the true picture. So it's not a question of woefully or not necessarily in this case. But out of that process, we now need to make an analysis, and somebody will have to go and then call. That's it, and say, these five questions you actually didn't answer properly. This is the way that we want those questions to be answered. Another seat in a different way, that analysis will now be dealt with. That will lead us into our committee's analysis on the landscape and the repositioning when we are having what we call the public hearing process, which we've agreed upon. So that also will be time-slotted in, and we'll get the wisdom of society on two issues, the assessment, but also on the future landscape scenario. Member Kubang.
Thanks, Chair. That assists. Can I propose that the Secretary sends us a document that outlines for this term what are we dealing with when? If we can know, like, for example, we normally get that, that tells us, for example, week on the 19th, this is a proposed meeting with the activity, all those things. And then maybe if you can just, because I remember we spoke about a workshop, and I'm not so sure what is happening about it. There was that agreement, if we are having it within this term, and then that issue of the statute at all.
We've made the request, but we need to engage the Chair of Chairs. I have called him. He did come back to me early this morning, but I was not able to answer because I was sitting, in fact, in this meeting. Because we've requested that there is actually a workshop where we can slot in the various seaters an hour, 2 hours per seater, where they can come and give it. So yes, that is there. If you can recall, it was supposed to be next week, Wednesday in particular, and I think starting late on Tuesday. I think that was the request. So we've been given a response by saying that they're not comfortable with that date. Now, the problem is with not being comfortable, the speaker yesterday mentioned the under-expenditure at committee level or at parliament level. And you know that it's precisely because if the call is for more oversight, but it's been turned down, and we've now picked up, it's most of our committees that are sitting with that problem. So I think we need a strategic discussion with the chair. That is, I need to have that meeting. Not necessarily for our committee, but I think there's a bigger discussion the way committees are being supported on its oversight responsibility, etc. This is not an issue about more money, because we're speaking existing envelope and things that can be done. Okay, thanks, members, and we will be seeing each other at 2 o'clock. Thank you.